This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Open for Business. I'm Arvind Yuvaraj, and my guest on today's show is Finn T, the tattoo artist behind Finn Tattoos. Now, we always strive to cover interesting people and businesses on Open for Business, and as far as I know, tattooing is a pretty interesting gig. It's unorthodox and creative and doesn't follow business guidelines in a traditional sense. Also, there are obstacles, challenges, and expansion plans just like any other business, hence why she's on the show today. Finn, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Hi, Arvind. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so I think a good place to start would be to talk about the idea and the origins of Finn Tattoos, right? Like, how did it happen? And when did you decide to establish your own brand?
I think this happened very organically for me, and it has been over the course of many, many years. Mm-hmm. How many years, I won't say, because it will tell you exactly how old I am. But it generally starts from having an interest in the field or in tattoos in general. And like most tattooers that I know, we were hanging out in tattoo shops, getting tattoos, and then sort of one thing leads to another, the more interest you have in it. And then for me, it just led me down the path of tattooing itself. And as far as the brand goes, I think it just, it will just come to you one day. And for me, it started off in Pink Tattoos, really. I used to work with Linda at Pink Tattoos and her team. Mm-hmm. And my career really kind of took off from there. And once I felt I was more established, or I was more comfortable to work on my own and explore outside of Pink Tattoos, that's when I decided to sort of branch off and do my own thing.
Right. And is this something that you've always wanted to do, or was it like a pivot somewhere in between? You know, like how some people have like there's a completely different career and then they pivot somewhere in the middle because they want to establish their own business. Was it something like that, or were you always like gung-ho, this is something that you wanted to do?
I think I was very gung-ho just about art in general. Like, I was probably holding crayons and pencils before I could walk. Hmm. But the tattooing thing, not so gung-ho. I just kind of fell into it. As I said, it sort of stemmed from just the love and the interest I have for arts and tattooing. And it really kind of started because I was looking for a part-time job so I could earn more money to pay for more tattoos. And yeah, it just kind of went from there.
Right. So, you know, speaking of branding, your vibe, your aesthetic mm-hmm. as a brand, it leans towards something more bright, more colorful, sometimes even light and playful, which is very different or the opposite of the standard, you know, dark, grunge, metal, scary, goth stuff that we usually associate with tattoos, right? The typical stuff. Talk to us about that choice.
I think that nowadays it's... there are so many different styles of tattooing that have come with custom tattooing. We no longer live in the age where everything is like dark and grunge and, you know, scary and Dungeons and Dragons, like you say. This has been sort of an ongoing thing for a long time, as far as I know. It's just that I believe without as much social media available in the past, we weren't able to really explore, or things weren't really able to blow up as much as they can now, or as quickly as they can now. Mm-hmm. But it's not so much a choice to lean towards one thing or another. It's more towards your preferences, you know. Maybe you like dark and grunge and I like light and colorful, and you know, we can both have our own brands. It doesn't mean we're competing with each other, because there's always going to be a market for the sort of thing that you do. Art is so subjective in that sense. Mm-hmm. So not really so much a choice. It just happens to fall in line with the kind of style I like to do.
And speaking about that style, how do you decline clients? Like, do you ever decline a job? Like, if it's something that you don't want to do, or you don't feel like you want a tattoo, are there situations like that?
If their style, if their choice is completely misaligned to what I like to do, mm-hmm. then I will sort of point them in the right direction of someone who might do that or who does do that better than me. Just because you always want the client to get the best job done for their tattoo, it's a lifetime thing. So I'm very transparent. I'm very honest in what I can and cannot do in that sense. For example, you walk into a Chinese restaurant looking for Indian food, right? It's not going to happen. So you will point them across the road and say, like, what you're looking for is over there, and you're going to get your money's worth over there. Mm-hmm. It makes no sense to tell someone that you can take on a job that you can't do well or execute well. It just reflects badly on you, and nobody's happy all around, right? That's how I operate personally.
Right. Do you think your brand, though, those colors that we spoke about, that aesthetic, speaks to an untapped customer base of some kind? Like, you know, like people who wouldn't have gotten tattoos if it was the dark, rugged stuff, but they feel more comfortable coming to you. Do you think your brand speaks to a customer base like that?
I do feel that the style of work and the style of tattooing that I do, or generally just my art direction, it does appeal to quite a lot of people, and I'm very thankful for that. Mm-hmm. Your Asian parents will always tell you art's not a career when you're a kid, right? So I am very, very thankful for this. But I think if you were not so familiar with tattooing, then you would not be so aware, just because that's not going to fall into your general interests. So you're not going to do much research about it. But if you do, there's actually like so many, many different styles out there nowadays. And yeah, like I say, if you are not so familiar, then you will kind of think of what tattooing was like in the past. It was very limited. Technology was different. Social media presence was different. This kind of thing. So I think the options for you doing research and whatnot were way more limited before. Whereas now, all you have to do is hop onto Instagram, you know, hop onto Pinterest or whatever. I'm not the most tech savvy, but whatever platform you choose to, there's going to be a billion different options for you to look at. So you might go into your, you know, idea thinking, I like style A, but then after about 15, 20 minutes of browsing, you're like, gosh, there's like 15 different things that I like now. So it just really boils down to the difference in, you know, the generations. So there is something for everyone out there nowadays. It doesn't always have to be A or B, black or white.
I guess the perception of tattoos also helps, right? Like you mentioned the Asian parents, you mentioned like, you know, what it was like back then. It used to be really frowned upon, like tattoos were a major no-no. And now it's sort of, I wouldn't say widely accepted, but it's more commonly accepted by many groups as a casual form of expression, a form of art. That definitely, it surely helps with not just business, but as a creative person.
I think it's nice to see that shift for sure. Tattoos, like I say, they have sort of evolved so that everything is custom now. You're no longer walking into a studio or a street shop and you're picking some tribal off the wall, or you're picking some like gangs kind of related thing off the wall. It's no longer skulls and, you know, it's you walk in and everything is tailored to your dreams, you know, to your whatever tattoo goals. And it's possible. So all you have to do is find the right artist. And when people see this, they're like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was possible now. And yes, it's because maybe they were not so interested in tattoos before. But now when they see this, they're like, I did not realize that it could really be a piece of art. And it could be exactly what I wanted. You know, I wanted flowers with a bird or something. I didn't know that's possible to do it in this style, the way that, you know, I want it to sit. I thought you just had to pick and choose what the artist had available. So because of this, it opens up so many different options for that individual. And of course, it will pique their curiosity a little bit more, knowing that now this is more available.
So just before we head into a break, I wanted to ask, like, what is tattooing like as a career? Like, if someone asked you or showed interest in doing the same thing, right, pursuing the same thing, what would you say? Like, how would you explain it as a business, as a career?
Well, the first thing is I would say or ask them, you know, make sure that it is something that you actually are passionate about. It never started off as a business for me. It really was just born out of passion. Mm-hmm. And so I'm quite uptight about this, if I can say, because at the core of it, I really am just passionate about the art that I create And I guess the business side of things is more you have to understand the weight of the responsibility you have to put something so permanent on another person. So I feel like it's not something, even if it's a fun little tattoo, it's still a big responsibility. So as long as you can kind of balance out those two things, there's a future ahead. But the main thing will always be to see whether that person is doing this for the right reasons or not. You know, it's not a gig, as you call it, to get rich and famous real quick, you know, insta fame or whatever, like, oh, tattooing's so cool, it's such a rock star job. It is still a job at the end of the day. You've managed to turn your passion into a career, but it doesn't come without a lot of responsibilities, a lot with it, its pitfalls, that sort of thing. So you have to be sensible about it, and you have to really learn how to balance everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we need to take a quick break for some messages, but when we come back, we'll talk about expansion plans and challenges in the local creative scene. This is Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Broking financial mergers. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business on Enterprise. I'm Arvind Yuvraj, and my guest is Finn from Finn Tattoos. I think the name says it all. We're talking about tattooing as a business and how someone like Finn operates and navigates that. So the reason I wanted to talk to you on Open for Business, Finn, is because even though you wouldn't normally think of a tattoo artist as a business in a traditional sense, you completely are. You know, thousands of followers on Instagram. Your brand is pretty well known, I'd say, and it's a full-time thing, like you mentioned before the break. Right. My question is, like, when will Finn Tattoos always be just you, though? Like, is that the plan?
To be very honest with you, there is no real plan for now. I am the kind of person that values quality over quantity. And I do realize that the tattoo industry is growing very rapidly at the moment. And it is, I would say, a lot easier for people to kind of open up their own business and do their own thing. And it really is a very personal choice who you go to get your tattoos. And as long as you feel comfortable with that person and you know that the space is nice and clean and safe, it's always a personal choice. For me, though, I do like to kind of keep it a little bit calmer for clients, which is why I currently work alone. I like to give them that space to feel comfortable in terms of, will I take on more artists or will I take on apprentices, which I'm very frequently asked. I don't feel that's the direction I'm going in at the moment, but I will never say no. We don't know what happens in the future. But generally, yes, if in terms of expansion, this is what usually happens. At some point, maybe we feel like we want to pass on or share a bit of the knowledge. And personally, for me, if I come across a person who shows that potential or that, I would say that passion, that same passion that I share, and we are on the same wavelength, then I for sure wouldn't say no.
I ask because, you know, I wanted to know about that exactly, like expansion, right? You know, as a solo tattoo mm-hmm. artist, you know, there are only so many customers you can accept in a day. So how do you expand, you know, or is that not the strategy?
It is generally, as I mentioned, the way to expand. You would start taking in more artists, and mm-hmm. generally how our work is commission-based if we work in a shop. So you have to pay your, you know, a small commission to cover your share of rent or utilities or just the equipment, like the non-renewables and stuff like that. So as a business owner, you would have, I guess, a couple more avenues of income, but also with that comes more expenses to cover. The more people you kind of take into the shop, the bigger your space has to be, the more equipment you need to have. So I am probably the worst guest to have on a business station because I am the worst business person ever. I'm an artist at heart, right? I know it's hilarious, but I am an artist at heart. So I'm never focused on the money part of things. I'm never focused on the expansion. My only focus is to make sure that I do good work for the people who continue to show me their support, you know, and I will always be thankful for that every day. But I feel like that comes back to you tenfold. The better work you do, the more heartfelt your work is, people can see that in the finished result. And it will come back to you. So for me, that is what I'm happy doing at the moment. But as I said, if I do meet the right people or the right person to kind of expand the business with, I wouldn't say no.
Okay. On that note, right, how do you keep those creative juices flowing? You know, because tattooing, your business depends on your creativity. Long hours, it's a lot of work. How do you keep inspired and keep the ideas coming?
I think it's easier when you have clients who tell you what they want. Mm-hmm. Essentially, what I'm doing every day is I'm doing commission work every day, correct?
Yeah.
Someone is telling me they want a dog and a bone, a cat and a mouse, you know. Then I draw that exact image that they want, but I get to do it in my style, which is why, again, I'm so thankful that a lot of people do like the style of work that I produce. So in that sense, I don't generally have to draw inspiration so much from thin air. I'm not creating something, you know, for myself. It's different if I am doing a painting or a piece of art for myself, then I have to sit down and think, okay, what do I want to do? But if someone comes up to me and tells me, this is what I want you to do, do it in your style and go nuts with the details and the, you know, design. And then, yeah, I think that keeps me creative because sometimes they'll give you a really unorthodox subject. And I love challenges like that because you have to think, okay, how do I make this cube of cheese look super interesting and, you know, kind of decorate it and flourish the whole design? So I think that's the fun part. That's the, you know, sometimes when we get really weird challenges, but if you can pull it off, then I would say, why not?
Speaking of challenges though, what kinds of challenges are you facing in running FinTattoos as a business at the moment?
I don't want this to come off the wrong way, but I think like sometimes I feel like too many people like my work. It's hard to run a business as a single. I'm kind of like a one-person circus. I'm the janitor, I'm the admin, I'm the receptionist, I'm everything, right?
Mm.
So I think that's the main challenge. Not so much the amount of work, but just me figuring out how to balance everything properly. I am such a workaholic. Anybody who knows me will tell you the same thing, that I don't know how to take a break. But one part is because I love what I do so much. And the other part is a fear of, like, you know, disappointing people.
Mm-hmm.
So earlier you asked, like, do I ever decline projects and stuff? And I very rarely say no. Even if it's not something you generally see on my Instagram profile, like a lot of people ask me to do very small tattoos, like texts or just, you know, little fun little tattoos. And I will do it. I just don't always post it up. So I don't like to say no because I like to remember sort of, you know, where my origins come from. Like you start off in a street shop, and when you start off in a street shop, it's not like nowadays people say, I only want to do this and I only want to do that style. We had to do everything and you had to be good at everything. Otherwise, you couldn't put food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that so many people have still supported me and followed me all these years, I would never say no to them unless it's really not something that falls within what I do. I focus a lot on new traditional work, illustrative work. So if someone's going to ask me to do a color realism portrait or, you know, some heavy black work, something that's totally not my style, then I will point them in the right direction. But otherwise, I do like to still be able to do everything.
And also the pandemic must have been tough, right? I mean, working in such close proximity, how did you navigate those 2 years? I mean, now it's getting a lot better, but what were the last 2 years like?
Well, for 7.5 months out of 2 years, I wasn't working. If that helps, because of all the constant lockdowns.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was really interesting times. And I am a little bit more on the paranoid side because I don't want to inconvenience any of my clients. I don't want to pass anything on or take the risk of passing anything on, mm-hmm. and also for my family at home. But it was It was good. A lot of clients respected the SOPs that I had in place, and I think they respected that other people that were coming into the studio as well. So if they felt unwell or they weren't sure, they would reschedule, which I greatly appreciated their honesty and just being very open about things. But otherwise, because I work alone, there is a lot less to worry about in terms of traffic in the studio and whatnot. I limit my appointments to maximum 2 or 3 a day, just to limit the number of people that I come into contact with. So that, it was not great for 7.5 months last year, but it's really picked up at the end of 2021 and well into this year.
Nice. So I think a good way to wrap up would be to talk about, you know, long-term aspirations for the brand, right? I know you've been doing this for a while, but, you know, what is the big goal in terms of what do you want Fin Tattoos to be?
I want Fin Tattoos to be something that when people think of, you know, immediately my style comes to mind. And if you have had a tattoo done by me, or if you want to get a tattoo done by me, it's something that I want to kind of spark. Oh my gosh, this is going to sound so Marie Kondo, but it's something that I want, you know, people to feel happy about. When I do a tattoo, like, I really do take into consideration how it makes people feel. I'm not here to just make a quick buck. I'm not here to just like, okay, just sit down, shut up, do what I want. I really like to listen to what you're trying to represent in this piece of art you're putting on your body. Even if it's a text, even if it's a name, even if it's whatever, you know, it could be an infinity sign. I don't care. But I will always want to do the best possible work to make sure that every time you look at it, it's going to make you smile, or it's going to bring back good memories of something. As I said, maybe that's a bit not what you were looking for in terms of the answer, but I'm not looking at expansion at the moment. So long term, if that is what Fin Tattoos has to be and, you know, die with me, then at least there's that. But eventually I would like to maybe expand slightly, just a little bit, not just maybe like art on your skin, not just tattoos, but I do kind of have my own merchandise line and stuff like that, which I do merchandise drops once or twice a year. So it could very well venture into that as well. And I hope that will also be another little small success, maybe.
Nice. Awesome. Fin, thank you so much for your time.
And thank you so much for listening to all the yapping I've had to say today.
That was Fin from Fin Tattoos. We were discussing tattooing as a business, with everything from establishing the brand to navigating the local scene with all its challenges. If you miss any part of this show, download the podcast on the BFM website, which is bfm.my, BFM app, Spotify, Apple Music, wherever you get your podcasts from. This has been Open for Business on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.